Now, we've heard whispers this morning, Carl.
Yes.
That one of our good mates, yes, a footy legend, in fact,
yes,
was struck by lightning.
On the job, I believe.
And taken to hospital yesterday. And, well, I think we might have tracked him down. We're talking about the one and only, the Hawk, Doug Hawkins. Now, if Doug got hit by lightning, would that be an improvement or not?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask him. Doug, are you okay?
I've risen again, Carl. You know,
hello, Dougie.
I went upstairs and I've come back.
You did not. Tell us what happened.
My boys, I'm actually work as a road traffic control. I've been doing it for 12 years now. And I here yesterday, the lightning and the thunder was just unbelievable. So I go into a little box. That I sit in when it's like that. And I'm not lying, Millsy, Carl, the thunder and lightning, I'm not sure if it hit the box or what it did, but the box started to shake and rattle and just move. I thought, I've been hit by lightning here. This is unbelievable.
So did you have hold of your lollipop at the time?
I left my lollipop. I left me stop and slow outside the door here.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, I'll be totally honest here. It was the loudest thunder and lightning that I've ever experienced. So when I come out, I think you appreciate it. I was pretty scared, to be honest. I come out and the young Peggy here in the job said, you're white and your eyes are crossed. I said, listen, I think I've just been hit by lightning here. So management said, listen, you've got to go and get us ECG straight away. Go to the Western General Hospital. Go to emergency to see if the ticker's there. So, Carl, I've actually got a ticker, Carl, after all this.
No, you've always had a ticker. So, seriously, the lightning's hit the little hut that you were in. Is that what happened?
Yeah, Carl, I reckon it might have. I couldn't see because of the rain and all that. But the thing is, it shook for about 10 seconds. Like, it really just wobbled, and I thought, Jesus.
And what did you feel? Was there any smoke or, you know, did your fingernails light up or anything?
Mate, I wouldn't come out for 5 minutes. I was too scared to come out. I thought, and my car's only 5 metres away. I need to run in my car and jump in, and I was too scared to.
Right. It sounds Dougie, it sounds like you're back at work already, though. Is that right?
Yeah, we're back. I went back this morning. The test from the ECG was all good. Everything was clear. I felt a lot better. So I'll come back, boys. But I must admit, it was a pretty scary experience. Let me just tell you that.
That lollipop that you hold, though, that is made out of metal, though, isn't it? So they can be conducive to being struck because they're like conductors. It's a little bit like on the golf course holding a golf stick.
The one that I hold, Carl, is a wooden one.
Right. Oh, well, that's good. There's no chance of that happening then.
Dougie, good to see you. Haven't lost your sense of humour. Take care.
Love you, boy.
The
wooden stick.
Only Doug. Doug Hawkins. If you have to know Doug to know that he actually sounds better than what he normally does. So I would say he's got some benefit from that.